From Quality Radio Productions, it's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll get the hour underway with classic sounds from trumpet legend Don Cherry from 1966. We'll hear the entire A-side of his Blue Note Records album from that year, Symphony for Improvisers, with two sax players, Gatto Barbieri and Pharaoh Sanders. Also, Carl Berger, piano and vibes, two bass players, Jean-François Jenny Clark and Henry Grimes, and Ed Blackwell on drums. This is a four-part suite, Symphony for Improvisers, New Creative Love, What's Not Serious, and Infant Happiness.
Yeah.
The complete A-side of Symphony for Improvisers, the classic 1966 Blue Note release from trumpeter Don Cherry. We'll begin this set of jazz progressions with the British quartet Construction, blurring the lines between free jazz and fusion. Fronted by Jim Bashford on drums, with Robin Finker on sax, Jim Harries on bass, and Icelandic guitarist Hilmar Jensen. This is a track from their album Centerline Theory. It's called Abandon.
Thank you.
We started that set with the quartet Construction, comprised of Jim Bashford, Robin Finker, Jim Harries, and Hilmar Jensen, respectively. From their 2016 release Center Line Theory, and being a mainly British band, center is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E in this case, we heard Abandon. We then went back to the early 70s for some classic UK fusion. After Construction, we heard from The Soft Machine, from their 1972 release Fifth. At the time, Soft Machine was Elton Dean on sax and occasionally piano, Mike Ratledge, keyboards, both Roy Babington and Hugh Hopper on bass, and for this track, John Marshall on drums. John is the drummer for the closing four tracks of the release. The first three tracks feature Phil Howard on drums. Sessions recorded in London in November of 71 and January and February of 72. We heard As If. And speaking of the Soft Machine, we then heard from the debut solo album from the original drummer of Soft Machine, Robert Wyatt. Sessions recorded in 1970 while he was still part of Soft. He would leave the band in 1971. The album The End of an Ear, a combination of free jazz and experimental music. Robert Wyatt featured on drums, percussion, keyboards, and voice. And he's joined by several former Soft Machine bandmates, including Elton Dean on sax, Mark Cherig, trumpet, Neville Whitehead on bass, also David Sinclair, additional keyboards, and Cyril Ayres, percussion. We heard, To the Old World, Thank You for the Use of Your Body, Goodbye. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with Jazz Progressions, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for Jazz Progressions Program 1901. In our final set of the hour, we'll listen to some of the music of saxophonist Eric Dolphy, a pioneering sax man in the world of free improvisation and avant-garde jazz. We'll first listen to music from Eric himself leading his quartet from 1961 and the album Out There, with Ron Carter not featured on bass, but rather on cello here. There is a bass player, George Duvivier, and Roy Haynes on drums. This is the title track, Out There. Thank you. The music of Eric Dolphy, wrapping up this hour of the program. We began with Eric himself leading his quartet through Out There from 1961, the album of the same name. And lastly, fast forwarding to 1999 for guitarist Vic Juris and his album Remembering Eric Dolphy. There is a cover of Out There on this release as well. One of these days I'll play that rendition of that classic from Eric Dolphy, but I chose to play something else from that CD instead. Vic Juris, of course, on guitar, Dick Oates on sax, Jay Anderson bass, and Jeff Hirschfield on drums. We heard He, Me. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.